Mark, I've noticed that a lot of the larger development proposals in my town have lots of parking spaces that are designed for shopping malls or big box stores, and a lot of the housing is so far away from those commercial locations that it just doesn't seem practical. What do planning agencies need to do in order to avoid that kind of a thing from happening?
Creating walkable communities is, for the most part, a political process. The planners, the city council, the people in the community need to be willing to say no to low-density development. They need to realize that, you know what, that Costco is going to be there for the next 30 years. All right, gas is back down under $3 a gallon, but it's not going to stay there. Driving is not always going to be as an attractive option as it is now. I think we've seen that over the last year. These people want to come into your community, and I'm talking about Blockbuster, Borders, Starbucks, you name it, Walmart, Kmart. All right. You get to decide what your community is going to look like. So you need to be willing to say no. Well, how do you do that? First of all, having good codes that allow higher density mixed uses that control what franchises look like. Make sure you're not requiring a lot of parking spaces. So getting the codes right in the first place is your first step. Also consider controlling growth. I realize that the Central Valley here is all about agriculture. And when we let sprawl happen, you're really cutting off your source of revenue. We were over in Exeter the other day. They're operating on a 10-year general plan now where they're really making an effort to control growth. So it makes it a lot easier to ask developers to be more compact with their plans. And it also is easier if you require them to have sidewalks and community parks, and also that you plan, for the next 10, 20, 30 years, to have greenways and corridors, so you're actually connecting destinations.
My town, when they were reviewing their zoning ordinance, actually had the opportunity to narrow streets and do other things like that, but they actually rejected that. I'm not sure what reasons, but you've probably heard problems with agency citizens not being able to appreciate some of those components. Can you tell us what the advantage is in terms of traffic control and walkability with narrowing streets?
Okay, narrowing streets. Wider streets tend to encourage speeding. Let me give you an example. Interstate highways, the travel speed is 70, 75 miles an hour. The design speed is typically even higher than that, but we have 12-foot lanes. Now, why do we have 12-foot lanes and sometimes 20-foot lanes in our downtowns? Every street has two speed limits, the posted one and the one that everyone drives. Now, I'm a driver. When I get behind the wheel, I may miss a speed limit sign or two, so what do? I look around for visual cues. Okay, the street's 60 feet wide, I've got 30 feet of lane to work with, so I'm probably going to drive 35, 40 miles an hour. So that's one reason that wide streets can be dangerous. There are ways that you can control for that, you know, the best thing to do is, you know, not build these super highways through our neighborhoods in the first place. There are other things you can do. You can visually narrow the road by adding on-street parking. You can restripe. Again, a lot of this can be done with paint. You can add bike lanes. There are a number of steps that can be taken to slow down traffic.